Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Are you insecure now?
No,
that I lost my virginity to someone else?
No, I feel good. I lost my virginity to X-Men 2, X-Men United.
You lost it to X-Men?
X-Men 2, X-Men United.
Damn, that's a lot. That's a really extreme way to lose it.
During the scene where all the commandos are storming the X-Men.
It sounded like you just did a gangbang with X-Men.
That's when I had sex for the first time on a movie theater floor in a crowded house.
Yeah, we've heard this story. Bad.
No, I just wanted to say that I also, too, had a virginity story.
Thank you. Good.
And I cherished that one.
I lost it in a hotel room to 8 Mile with champagne and orange chicken.
Well, I had Joe's Crab Shack.
Wow, you got me.
Just by a hair. I got you by a hair.
Good luck to you, Harry. Okay.
Who would take my night over yours? Who? Is there a single person? Is there one out there?
Hello and welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You. We are a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
CastBox happens to be the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android.
Where you can find all your favorite podcasts. It's true, you could find like literally everything.
Not What's On My Shoes, the podcast.
That's not a real podcast.
Listen, I heard about it.
You can listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you give CastBox a shot.
We think it's the best, legitly.
We actually do. We really, really do. This ain't no mind games.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. My name is Steve Green. I am joined here by my lovely host, S, and co-host, Nikki Limo Green. Nikki?
I'm a hostess and a co-host.
Yes.
Thank you. Wow.
Honestly, it's because this morning I had to Photoshop Nikki's face on a waitress's body.
Yeah.
Because we had a podcast about
the tipping episode came out.
Yeah, but the tipping episode, because Nikki talks about her waitressing stories.
The videos go up on my YouTube channel. And if you're listening out there and you're like, oh, I wish this was on YouTube. It is.
And if you're watching this on YouTube, sorry to be redundant. Sorry.
Sorry to be redundant. Sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't even know you were starting the episode until you just started it. Anyway, hello. Welcome back. We are guestless again, but guess what? That doesn't matter because we have you out there who have submitted questions.
It's not because we couldn't get a guest.
It's not because of that.
We didn't want one.
They asked and we said no.
We said no, thank you.
No, we're good.
We're going to go in a different direction.
No, we have guests in the lineup. They're coming. Just don't worry. We're cool still.
Don't worry. We're really cool.
Anyway, a lot of you have submitted questions to the email, the podcast email. And if you don't know the podcast email, it's podcast@nikki.limo. That's podcast@nikki.limo. You could email us any questions. Basically, just shit that you're like, why isn't anyone telling me this? That would be really useful if someone had told me this. Someone please tell me this. So some of you have done that today, and we're going to answer them. I haven't really pre-screened these questions.
Perfect.
So we're just going to wing it and see what happens. Hopefully, none of them are murder confessions.
Here's the thing. We're going to change some lives today. That's a personal guarantee. So what's the first question?
For better?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good. I'm just talking.
Yeah. That's what we do here on the show.
Oh, that's what we do.
We change
lives.
That's
what we do. This one is from someone who would like to remain anonymous. So it's a relationship question. My first serious boyfriend, dating since high school and lasting 3+ years, and I had a period of being very on and off. This was because of me. I was the one that constantly broke up with him, and he'd come back and try to fix things / make up. I found out 2 or 3 months ago on Thanksgiving that during these times, he'd message girls to have sex, many of which I know. He even invited one of them to my apartment where I let him have his birthday party. He never told me any of this, and I found out by going through his phone. I did confront him, and he told me constantly that he never actually had sex with anyone else. The girls he talked to that I personally knew confirmed this too. I also found out that he hid the Tinder app and had messaged girls that same night while we were together on Thanksgiving. Our on and off period had ended months before this time. He also Snapchatted girls asking for sex and talking very sexually. He told me he was only trying to help his best friend get some pussy for when he came back from the military on Christmas. But when I talked to those girls, they told me that my boyfriend had never mentioned his friend. My boyfriend then told me his friend wanted him to message the girls to see if they were down first. In messages with his friends, I saw that he'd also talk about how he has a high body count, where he told me I was his first and only, and how he wants to fuck this and that girl, etc. Basically, he just talked very disrespectfully, not considering the relationship I thought we both cared about, and he told me everyone in his friend group tries to talk big like that, even if what they say is not true. Is that normal for most guys? So now they're kind of in a weird place of still seeing and talking to each other, but I can't decide if I should continue the relationship. He always tells me he doesn't want to give up or quit. He constantly tells me I'm the one and that he loves me a lot and that what he did was a mistake. He's just been very adamant about making this relationship work, but I don't know if it's healthy for me anymore. I guess my question to you guys is, what should I do? And what would you guys do in my situation? Thank you so much for taking the time to read my long-ass story and question.
Okay, I just think that she's really blowing this out of proportion. I think that this is obviously a misunderstanding, a series of misunderstandings.
Right.
Like 35 is what I counted, I think. And I think that he should be given a 36th chance. What do you think, Nikki?
Yeah, 36 is the magic number.
Mm-hmm.
We're changing lives today.
We're really going to move the needle today.
Yeah. A lot of people think, you know what, get rid of toxic relationships. And we say, give them another chance.
Just give it.
And another chance.
Look.
And another one.
That's right. When you have a toxic nuclear spill, what do? You try to clean it up.
Well, because sometimes you don't know, is it toxic or not? Let's taste it again.
That's right. You got to go back to the site and check it out.
I got food poisoning last time.
Dude, lady, how can you seriously ask if you can trust this guy again, all this shit? After the litany of the fucking ridiculous story you just gave us. You just like basically described an episode of 90210. One episode of 90210, dude.
Honestly, though, can I just like relate to you hard for a second?
Okay.
These sound like my ex-boyfriends. Like,
sure.
A string of my serious ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, what'd you do?
I stayed in the relationship and I regret it.
Terrible advice, exactly.
Yeah, it was like, so the first time this happened to me, where I found these messages and all this stuff, same kind of thing. We broke up and I was like, fuck you forever. I'm never talking to you again. And like a couple months went by. It was during the summertime. And it was like, honestly, one of the best summers. I was really hurt, but it had been a lot of these things that had come up. Like, he hurt me a lot during that relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was free from him. And then it was during the MySpace days. So he saw a bunch of pictures of me on MySpace, of me at the Playboy Mansion and having like the time of my freaking life without him, which is exactly what I wanted him to see.
Yeah, of course.
And then
strategic.
He kept trying to call me and I wouldn't answer because I was like, whatever, I'm not talking to him. But then all my friends moved away. And so I ended up having lunch with him and then we got back together. And then this is, I think, a rare case, but I'd like to mention it. I mentioned it a few other times on the show, but he did change. Like,
yeah.
he was like
a good, decent guy.
Yeah, he was a shit boyfriend, like a fucking asshole, like exactly like this guy.
Mm-hmm.
For a year and a half. And we broke up maybe like 3 or 4 times and got back together, and like he would swear to change and then he wouldn't. And so this time I really was, this is over for good. But then he really did change.
Yeah.
Like, and we were together for 3 years and we moved to LA together and we lived together for 3 years. And the only reason it ended was because I just feel like we grew apart as people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we started dating when we were 18 and then I was 23 and I was like, we don't have the same things anymore.
Great.
But that's a one-off. Like, the next time that happened, it's just like, why didn't I learn from the first time? But I like had these inklings that it was happening again. And that guy, yeah, that didn't change.
So the lesson here, I also too was cheated on in a relationship. What did I do? I stayed.
This guy didn't cheat on her though.
What
he was just trying to.
Dude, it's fucking the same thing.
I know,
bro. Come
I know,
on,
but I'm just saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. He was an unsuccessful.
He didn't actually put his dick in anyone,
he's
so it's
unsuccessful.
All chill.
He was
like,
very
what?
Unsuccessful.
Who thinks that?
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
That's a terrible
this
argument.
This happened to me and I hate it. No, I'm not gonna,
yeah, exactly.
I'm not defending them.
No, look, I mean, it's easier given advice than
yeah.
followed advice, right? Because yeah. like I said, I was cheated on. I stayed in a relationship too. So it's a whole thing, especially when someone's like part of your life. And
you
like,
want to believe that they can change because you've seen their good parts.
Right. So you forgive all their bad parts because you've seen some of the good parts. Dude, it's time to move on.
Yeah.
So I know this is, you know, you might not take this advice, but you really will regret it later because it will happen again.
My guess, your boyfriend is in his early to mid-20s, maybe late 20s if he's a late bloomer, but yeah, it sounds like a lot of the guys I dated.
Yeah, I just like guys who talk about wanting to smash pussy. I just think that shit's so funny.
I just like
so I want to give him a shot for that, but I
like guys who lie and are so bad at lying. Like they think we're fucking stupid? Like, oh my
no, but
friend,
they hope that you are.
No, oh, my friend wanted me to message girls and ask if they want to have sex with me so that I could say,
yeah,
oh,
baby,
they
baby,
probably
baby.
Want to have sex with him.
I can explain.
That's it. That makes sense, right?
No.
It's like, learn to lie better. If you're gonna lie, like, just lie better because you're bad at it.
Trust is one of the foundational building blocks of a relationship. If you don't have no trust, you have no relationship. Okay.
Wow.
Moving on.
Okay. Next.
Moving on.
I hope you break up with him, anonymous, and I hope you don't settle for.
Listen, Carol.
Less.
I'm gonna use your name.
Settle for better.
Carol.
Don't settle.
You need to dump him, Carol. Thank you.
It's not her name.
That's her name.
Well. Okay, next. Oh, another relationship question, but a different type of relationship question. Okay. He wants to remain semi-anonymous. You can call to or refer to me as Harry when you're reading out or addressing this.
No, I'm going to call you Dick. Okay?
Harry Dick.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Never mind.
All right, yeah.
I'll call him Bob, okay?
Okay.
We're not calling you Harry, dude. I don't just do what you want like that.
Harry Bob.
All right, Bob.
Ayo, love the pod. Gets me weird looks as I giggle on my public transit commute. That's cute. So here's the deal. In my second year of university college, I'm in my second year of university/college, and my group of friends in the program consists of me and four other girls. We're all pretty close as we spend so much time together due to having the same classes throughout the past 2 years. However, I've recently fallen into the inevitable guy trap of catching feelings for one of my friends in the group. I feel like when we first met, she may have felt the same way, but that may just be me being optimistic with my 2020 hindsight. However, since we have been friends for a while, I feel like the potential relationship may have already sailed. That being said, I still want to tell her how I feel just because I can't stop thinking about her and would like the weight of curiosity off my shoulders. Plus, I really do feel like we're compatible as people and a relationship between us could be pretty awesome. LOL. Mainly, I'm worried about ruining our friendship or the entire friend group if she doesn't feel the same way, and then we can't be close friends anymore like we are now. On top of that, rejection is pretty scary, and I do want to protect my self-esteem. But from listening to your podcast, I do understand that failing/mistakes/rejections is just a part of life and will ultimately be better in the long term for me. In terms of building...
Why don't we talk about being successful only on this podcast?
No failing.
No failure ever.
So as you can tell, I'm pretty conflicted. So what do you guys think I should do? Should I confess in hopes of turning my friendship with this girl into something more, risking the loss and or multiple loss of valued friendships? Or maybe there is a way in which I can go about confessing to her privately without putting too much pressure on her to the point where it gets awkward. Also, just want to say thanks for all the advice you've been giving me on the pod. You're really filling in a lot of the voids in my uncomfortable parents left for me. LOL, you guys are so hilarious on Just Kidding News and Just Kidding Prior. Really glad you got close within the last few years. Thanks again, Harry.
First of all, we're not close to Just Kidding News, Just Kidding Party.
Shut up. You're stupid.
We're acquaintances.
Yeah.
Secondly, no, I would say, okay, so here's the thing. Looking back, I wish I could tell myself this too, because I am now a married man, and God, I wish I knew this shit at the time. There is no, you as a man, you will not have a girlfriend in life or whatever the fuck.
Huh?
Yeah, no, really. So, okay. So, like, for example, I have a wife now. I have no friends who are girls. No, you know what I'm saying?
I have wives and friend
no,
girls.
No, once you're married, you have no friends who are girls.
Once you're married.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So take the fucking shot, dude. It's not like this is going to be a lasting friendship you're going to have for fucking 30 years and shit. Like, you and this chick. Unless everything goes terribly awkward for you, which I'm deeply sorry.
Well, his problem is that they have like a tight friend group, and so like that might break up the friend group.
I get it, but tight friend groups are built to be destroyed by relationship infighting. I mean, am I wrong? What I have never seen one that lasted like throughout the years, except for in movies when it's all. But it's always like, hey, we're doing the guys trip to Aspen every year at this time of year. You know, same shit.
Yeah, I would say because you're in your second year of college. College is like the scratch pad for life. It's like your testing ground. Like you test things out, and if they don't work, then you learn from them, and if they do work, then you learn from that. And so. Yeah, if there ever was a time to take a risk, it would be now in your life.
It's like a game of Jenga, dude. You just got to pull out the piece. Yes. No, guy-girl relationships in college is friends.
Yeah, just like they call it Jenga.
Jenga, bro.
Jenga.
Yeah. No, well, no, because everyone in their little friend group is taking out a piece every time that they pair up.
I know what Jenga is.
Well, the whole thing could come down, and okay. That's the friendships. That's their little friend group.
I get it.
Come down. You ever played a game of Jenga? I once played a human-sized version of Jenga.
I've played Jenga again.
So the pieces were all as big as my body.
I was there. Are you telling me or are you telling them?
I'm telling everybody. Okay. Yeah, I'm just telling them that, like, if you're ever going to take that shot, this is the time to take the shot.
Yeah, and as far as, like, the way to go about it, because you're like, should I just be just bold and aggressive and go for it, or should I kind of, like, private message her and let it be less awkward. I think that completely depends on your relationship together. Like all people are different. So we talked about love languages on a different episode. And I think that crosses over to friendships. Like how does that person like to be talked to? Does she like more like bold gestures or
does she like dirty talk? Maybe you should start dirty talking her.
No, or is she more discreet about things?
Yeah, for sure. You know? No, look, I mean, hopefully you're a self-aware person and you can kind of gauge where she's at. Because sometimes unself-aware people, they think that people are really into them as well. And they don't honestly, know that they're not or whatever.
And guys especially, I was watching this documentary on human attraction. And it like they did this test, multiple tests, where they had different groups of guys and girls. Like you weren't allowed to talk. It was kind of like speed dating, but you weren't allowed to talk. You just had to look at each other for like a minute. And then you moved on to the next person. And then from that, they did a survey to the guys and the girls of whether or not you thought that person was interested in you. And the guys, if the girl so much as smiled at them, the guys were like, yeah, she's totally into me.
We're like dogs.
Like, she's down to fuck. And the girls were like, nah, wasn't feeling any of that. Had no feeling. And I think that a lot of times, like, girls are kind of trained in society to be, like, pleasant and like smile. You should smile more and like
smile
you look
more.
Better when you smile and put makeup on.
I
be
love
pretty,
smile more.
Be presentable. Like, you know,
don't be depressed. Just smile more.
Right,
I love
right,
it, dude.
What have
it.
You made a gratitude list?
Yeah, the best. No, guys really are like dogs. Where it's like the person comes home and no matter who the fuck it is, they're like, yay, I'm excited to see somebody. Yay! Like if a girl gives us a littlest tiny little bit, we're fucking jumping on the couch and being like, whoa.
I thought that was fascinating because girls, if they're into you, they give a strong vibe. Like it's like not just a smile here and there. I also heard this from one of my guy friends that he thought I was into him because I used emojis in my text messages. And that like to some guys, like just using an emoji. I'm like, I use emojis to everybody. I don't trust people that don't use emojis.
I know.
But yeah, so they. And a lot of other guys were like, yeah, definitely you weren't into him. You were using emojis. I'm like, are you serious?
I've only used emojis ironically. So the amount of people who probably think I like them is insane.
Do you like me? You've used it with me.
You're the only person I like.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I would say always take the risk. If you really have feelings for this person, then you have nothing to lose other than her being like, oh, no, I really didn't feel that way. And so what? If you're really friends, then you'd stay together. But honestly, not a lot of people stay
Here's
friends
thing,
for
man.
Life after college.
If she rejects you, you fucking light a match behind you, bro. You put on sunglasses and you walk the fuck away, okay? The building is
gone. What does he do with
gone.
The match? What does
the
he
building
do with the-
is
You just
gone.
Told him to light it. Did he drop it? Or
no, I'm saying that shit is over, bro.
Just light the match.
Immolate
don't drop
that
it.
Whole fucking friendship. And walk away
Emulate?
With a sick-ass pair of aviators on as you head to the next. Because there is no, like, it's not real to be like, oh, yeah, we'll still be friends after this shit. After you get rejected, that chick, it might as well be a dead person.
I just think that if you're close enough that you're hanging agree. Out all the time in groups, I think there's a strong chance that she is probably into you in some form.
Yeah, I think that's pretty likely. Unless there's a hotter dude there that she's
Ooh,
way more
no,
into.
No, can I tell you this one last story before I move to the next question?
You may.
So my first boyfriend, who the first person I ever said I love you to, sorry Steve, not to talk about exes, but we were in a really tight friend group like that too.
Here we go.
And like I had a crush on his best friend. I didn't have a crush on him. He was like my confidant that I would talk to about how I had a crush on his best friend, like, and how I wanted to get set up with his best friend. And I didn't know that it was killing him the whole time. But the entire time we were all in a friend group, I couldn't wait to talk to who became my future boyfriend, this guy, like my confidant. I couldn't wait to talk to him. I barely talked to the guy I had a crush on.
Totally.
You know, and then when it came out, I ended up confronting the best friend and saying like, hey, I like you. And that guy rejected me. He's like, hey, I don't like you.
Cool,
I like
enough,
someone. No, he's like, I don't like you. I like this other girl. But did you know that, let's call him Dick likes you. And I was like, he does. And then I started catching feelings. I was like, this whole time, it's like one of those movies where I was like, you were under my nose the whole time. And it was, I don't know.
Story.
He went from the friend zone to being my first serious boyfriend. We were together for 2 years. I lost my virginity to him. So, you know, you just fucking never know. Sometimes you are the girl's type and she doesn't even know. I don't know how old these people are or what their emotional maturity level is. Might as well shoot your shot is what I'm saying. Are you insecure now?
No,
that I lost my virginity to someone else?
No, I feel good. I lost my virginity to X-Men 2, X-Men United. I was
you lost it to X-Men?
X-Men 2, X-Men United.
Damn, that's a lot. That's a really extreme way to lose it.
During the scene where all the commandos are storming the X-Men.
It sounded like you just did a gangbang with X-Men.
That's when I had sex for the first time on a movie theater floor in a crowded house.
Yeah, we've heard this story. Bad.
No, I just wanted to say that I also, too, had a virginity story.
Good.
And I cherish that one.
I lost it in a hotel room to 8 Mile with champagne and orange chicken.
Well, I had Joe's Crab Shack.
Wow, you got me. All right, anyway, Harry.
Just by a hair. I got you by a hair.
Good luck to you, Harry. Okay.
Who would take my night over yours? Who? Is there a single person? Is there one out there?
Okay.
Can you email Nikki's thing if you're a person who would take my night over
Nikki's?
Can
I just say that I have been trying to have sex with Steve in public for all of our relationship, and he will not do it.
Well,
so, yeah, I'm kind of jealous
disgusting
of that girl.
Places.
You're territorial? Guess what?
Disgusting
I'm territorial.
Disgusting places.
She had sex with you in a movie
Nikki
theater.
Nikki wants to fucking porta-potties and shit.
That's not true. A porta-potty?
It's pretty
close. Get real. It was
a sports bar bathroom.
That's far from a porta potty. Also, we were very drunk. We had a lot of tequila shots that night. Almost said Patron was not Patron.
It was not Patron.
But just that the bathroom smelled like Patron.
Maybe if they were free.
Not even.
Fuck.
The other night they were free. They were giving out double
That's
shots
true.
Of Patron
we said
for
no
free,
thanks.
And we were like, ew.
I said you can put it
Throw
in the planter.
It in the garbage. Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway,
we'd love for you to sponsor the show. We'll
Patron,
be really
if
nice.
You want to sponsor.
We'll be very nice.
We freaking love spring break.
Yep.
All right. Here's another question. This is a life / relationship advice question, is what the title says. Hey guys, I'm loving the podcast. Keep up the good work. I can't read. Okay, backstory. I need some advice. I'm 30 years old and have never been in a serious relationship before. To be quite honest, I've hardly had any experience in dating and sex. I've always been a little shy and lacking confidence. I feel like hardly had any experience in dating and sex means maybe you haven't had sex at 30 yet.
I think that's what he's getting at.
Okay.
He's dancing around a little
bit. I've always been a little shy and lacking confidence. Well, that's, yes.
Yeah,
always the type of guy to be put in the friend zone. But then again, if you know me, like if we were coworkers and spend most days next to each other, you'd see me as funny, outgoing guy who doesn't care what people think of him, like willing to embarrass himself just for laughs. When it comes to dating, I feel so inexperienced. I only went out on a few dates in high school, and as an adult, I've only had one girlfriend. Then again, I've literally only been with 4 women sexually, and to make it worse, I've only had sex 4 times, so literally had sex with each of them one time only.
Well, at least he's had sex. That's better than I thought.
And that's including my only girlfriend. I'll spare all the details of how each situation played out, since I'd be writing a book if I explained, LOL. Anyways, I'm just looking for advice as to how to get myself out there. How do I meet women? I've tried online dating, but hardly get any responses. I'm on Bumble, but hardly get any matches. Also, what scares me is that when I do get in a serious relationship, how much is the lack of experience going to affect me, in terms of not only sex, but relationship experience? I always feel like I'd be behind on trying to play catch up, like maybe we have a fight, but she wouldn't take it seriously, knowing it's no big deal, but I'd be freaking out thinking it's a big deal. Size, yeah, it's a lot. Hope y'all can help. Miguel.
Miguel, I'll be right back. I got to go to my car real quick.
Is that the bit?
I don't know what to do.
Oh, gotcha.
That was a
litany. I thought your bit was an old 1960s car.
Like, no, it was actually a Simpsons joke. I don't know what to do, man. Okay, yeah. This is a toughie, dude. Mm-hmm.
It's like a catch-22. You need the experience in order to have a good relationship, but you need the good relationship in order to have the experience.
It's a chicken egg, and it's also he had a girlfriend and he had sex with her one time.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to know why. Like,
I would like. I need.
He said
more
he'll spare the details, but yeah, there is no context.
I need to know what's going on. Yeah. Okay.
So each time he has sex with a woman, they don't want to have sex with him again.
Jesus, you just put it in a way that I didn't think of.
No, I know. I'm not trying to be mean. No, I'm just trying to put it like the way that it's. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot, man. This
one
is
time
a,
sex only.
I just, it's like I'm trying to disarm a bomb in a public square, and I see wires everywhere, and I'm like, holy shit.
I think that developing a strong connection non-sexually first is probably the key. Like,
yeah.
Because when you have that strong connection with somebody, it really doesn't matter. Like, you can learn the sex part together. And that comes through communication. Like, each woman is different. Each man is different. But mostly, like, women like different things. Like, so a guy, it makes me laugh every time a guy thinks that he's, like, a pussy master. And then he, like, does the thing that he did with his last girlfriend. Yeah. And it fucking sucks. Right. And you're just like, what is that? That's he's not like, at all where my vagina
he's
is.
He's like, no, because my ex liked it. And she has the same vagina that you do. So.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, no. This fucking rules. You're going to come 50 times.
Yeah.
And he's like,
my ex used to squirt. You're about to squirt. And then nothing happens. He's like, is there something? Are you okay? Are you nervous?
Dude, I squirted one time, and I was freaked out by it because that's never happened to me before.
I had
and it
chick
never
squirt
happened
once,
again.
And yeah, same thing. I was like, I don't think I'm going to see this chick again. That was very weird.
It never happened to me again, though.
And if you're a squirter out there, I like you, but I'm already married, so it's all good.
You think I'm a squirter if it only happened once with one guy like a long ass time ago?
I don't know.
Because it never happened with us.
That's for sure.
It's never happened ever again. Just that one time.
Was it ecstasy? Was it bliss?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
at all.
That's what guys think, though.
Well, it wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it was like, oh, I really want to orgasm, but it's taking forever to climax, but I keep squirting out shit. So weird. Yeah, I've never experienced that in my life.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing until years later when someone was talking about squirting, and I was like, whoa, I thought I accidentally peed or something.
Sure.
I didn't know what
maybe
that was.
Maybe you did.
Anyway.
And maybe you did.
To get back to it, vaginas are all different. Sex is all different for every person. I think
people are different too. Listen, my man, just because you had a bad time with four girls doesn't honestly mean that it's going to be like that with everybody. I mean, I just think that you're overthinking it out there. Maybe that's what I would diagnose it as. I would say that you're the way that you describe yourself, you say at work, I'm a really cool dude and all this stuff. But how are you one-on-one? Like, how are you normally?
Yeah, is that like a image that you're presenting?
Right.
Or is it like...
Is that you?
Yeah.
And so I would recommend... This is something I recommend to a lot of people who are having problems meeting people. I think that you need as many friends as possible, and you need to join some sort of club or hobby.
That's what
hobby.
I was going
to
say.
Yes.
A club or a hobby. Because I never had as many friends as possible, but I've always been like super passionate about hobbies and stuff like that, and that's what builds your confidence. So if you say you're a guy that's shy and lacking in confidence,
go
sometimes
take improv classes.
Having something that builds that confidence where you're like, oh, this one thing I know I fucking kill it at. You can kind of translate those into other areas of your life.
Listen. Let me triage this for you.
What's a triage?
It's like I'm medically working on him, and I'm not working on this area to work on this area.
Oh.
Okay, so if there's an attraction issue going on here, and I'm not saying there is. I don't know you, brother. I've never seen you. But if that's what the deal is, there's nothing better you can do than join an improv class. Let me tell you about guys who are threes or fours out of 10 getting with chicks who are sixes, sevens, eights, nines, all the way up to 10. It's called improv. There's something in the air over there, man. And you can really get away with murder.
No, like honestly, my improv 101 classes especially are not just people that want to be performers. There's lawyers in there.
Yep.
There's people that need to publicly speak for their job,
yep,
and they're just like too shy about it.
Confidence building.
Yeah, it's super confidence building.
There's always a 52-year-old man who really tries hard every scene, and he works at an aquarium store.
And his wife hates him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's always one of those guys. And then he hangs around too long after class and everyone's like, we don't know you. But other than that,
they're
it's
sweet.
They are sweet, but you don't want to hang with them for long. And so yeah, I really recommend that.
Yeah, I think work on yourself first and less on the relationship right now.
Yes.
Until you're confident in yourself, you won't really attract the kind of relationship that you want anyway.
Exactly. I used to be a different person at work. I used to be very quiet, just got my shit done because fuck
yeah,
work.
Right.
And I was.
You quiet?
So ask people. So I used to work at this place downtown Wilshire, and they could not believe that I became a comedian.
That's
after.
That's how I was.
Right, because I didn't give a fuck during work. I'm not going to like waste time and energy and all this shit. But I saved that for after work where I literally did improv every night.
But I actually am quiet until I get to know people.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, this place.
You're like loud right off the bat.
I know, but I was under the halogen lights and like the ceilings were like 6 feet fucking tall.
I see.
Like I had to like.
Oh, that's short for you.
I was like fucking hunched down.
I'm like, that's really tall ceilings.
It
was
terrible in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Got it. Yeah. So work on yourself, Miguel.
And my
then
boss was this
the
Korean
rest
guy.
Will follow naturally.
Who, when he went to the urinal, you heard Velcro open and I was like, Jesus. And his wife was always very sad. She just had this sad energy.
Are you talking shit right now about people that none of us know?
No. I'm just saying, when you hear a grown man and he's your boss and he's going to the bathroom, but you hear Velcro first, that's a fucking time, dude. That's a weird one. That's a weird one. Yeah.
Is it time for a break?
It is. So we'll be right back after this special sponsor.
Or not a sponsor, just a break. Because maybe we might not have one.
I thought Patron got a hit on this one. Did the Patron get a hit?
We'll be back after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Hello, hope you enjoyed the podcast so far. We're taking a break to talk more to you about our podcast.
If you're enjoying the podcast, you should rate it 5 stars because that really helps us out a whole bunch.
It does help us out a lot. If you rate and review us, we would love you. We love you for doing that. Thank you for listening. This is a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71. CastBox is awesome. We love them.
They're the dopest, most sickest company on the earth, in my opinion.
It sounds like I'm trying to induct you into a cult, but no, we really just really like the app. It's great.
Listen, if cults were as good as the CastBox app, yeah, guess what?
Get it.
Everyone
get the name
would be in cults.
Right. You'd be kicked out of this cult.
Every single
cult.
Person would be in cults.
It's a terrible cult
If they're
cult
as good
leader.
As this app is, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
But unfortunately, they're not, which is why you should probably stay away from
Can
cults.
Can you pass some of that Kool-Aid over here?
It's delicious. Drink. So you are a fan of alcohol. Well, have I got one for you. It's called Patron. And if you don't know Patron, maybe just go into, if you have a, you should have a bathroom in your home, maybe just go over there with a shot glass and dip it in the water and just take a sip, and you kind of get that same, there's that same little bite, that little aftertaste that you get with Patron, you can get in your very own home. Why should you go to the store and get a whole bottle of this stuff? I mean, that's up for, that's really a burning question. That's one that not even some of the greatest scientists on earth can answer. But lots of people do. So
lots of people answer that question?
No, lots of people go to the store and get Patron. So maybe you should go add yourself to the list, because like factory farming cows, there's always got to be somebody who's getting fed into the wood chipper, and it maybe this time it's you.
Also,
there's always got to be someone lined up.
Just to make it more on our brand, like, you learn from mistakes, you know? Learn from failing. If you haven't made a mistake or failed yet, go out and buy Patron.
That's right. That's true. If you're one of those people who's like, man, I've only just keep winning on everything I do, go buy some Patron.
Yes.
Go take it home. Open it up.
Celebrate your victories, you know, in life by failing a little.
Put it in a shot glass. Put it in your toilet. Whatever you want to do.
There's a lot of toilet references in this ad.
It's all going to the same place.
Is this all in the ad read?
It's all right here.
You said the toilet bullet point twice.
So if you want to get some Patron, it's available at your grocer's freezer near you.
I don't think it's in the freezer, but yes.
Well, it's close.
It's not in the freezer.
Alcohol aisle happens to be pretty close at Ralph's. If you ever go, you should go. Ralph's. This has been an ad for Ralph's.
And we're back. All right. So we have a couple more questions here. This one has nothing to do with relationships.
No.
This is about recycling and going green. Okay. I don't know what it's about yet. I haven't read it. Hi, Steve and Nikki. Recycling is complicated and varies widely in how it's done by state and country. It's also something that makes people feel like they are not creating trash when they do it. But I don't think that's necessarily true. So many people don't recycle correctly, which leads to a lot of recycling not actually being recyclable. Even when stuff is recyclable, it may not have a market for being recycled. Who cares if plastic is recycled if no one is buying it to make recycled materials? Recycling should definitely be done to keep a healthier planet with less trash, but only if you can't reduce or reuse instead. Because this issue is so complex and often people are just taught reduce, reuse, recycle, I was hoping you could do an episode on Should They Don't Tell You about recycling, or even just going green in general. Most of what I said above, I just recently learned in the last few months during my own research, and I'm 25 years old and wish I knew sooner. Thanks for making your awesome podcast. Best, Carrie. Thanks, Carrie. Actually, Steve has talked about this before to me, because I always yell at him because he doesn't separate the plastics and we have recycling in our building now.
Yeah.
And then you said that.
I did say that. Carrie, first of all, you seem fun. Secondly, I just wanted to say that we will add it to the list of all the topics that we have yet to expound upon.
Expound?
Expound upon.
Expand.
Yeah. And also, and we would also like to do the counter argument to that. We will be doing a trash, why you should trash all your shit episode as well.
Sponsored by Patron.
That's right.
That's all you want to say on that?
That's what I got. What do you got?
All right, cool. Well,
you do it?
Do what?
You recycle?
I do now. So in Los Angeles, like a lot of apartment buildings, they don't even have recycling. So you have to manually go drive your recyclables to a place, which I don't really even know where that is. So I'm guilty of not recycling. As soon as I found out that our building had recycling, I was actually really excited, because now I could feel less guilty and actually recycle. And that is when Steve Green entered and told me that none of what I was separating would actually go to recycling, and it just kind of crushed all my hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was doing a good thing, and I was doing a not even a good thing.
There's a lot of that out there.
Yeah. I do try to use I have a water bottle in my hand, and I use that like every single day. So instead of buying plastic disposable water bottles, I refill the same water bottle every day. I also have a glass one, so I alternate when they go in the dishwasher. I do a lot of that kind of stuff, like using reusable stuff, which she was talking about.
Yeah,
recycling should only be done if you can't first reduce or reuse.
Right.
So first reduce, fucking Con Marie method, Marie Kondo that everyone's obsessed with. If it doesn't bring me joy, it's getting reduced to nothing. Secondly,
I'm hearing grown men talking about Marie Kondo to me.
I know, it's amazing. I've been talking about her for 2 years, but like now the Netflix show is exploding and they're like, yo, I got to Marie Kondo my life.
I know. I was hanging with Joe the other day and he's Joe from JK. And he was like, yeah, I was trying to, I was, because he's moving right now. He's like, yeah, I wanted to Marie Kondo this thing. And I'm like, what? I'm like, what are you saying,
her name's
man?
Like a verb
I was
now.
Trying to shake him. I was like, do you realize what you just said?
Her name's a verb now.
I know, it is.
Yeah. That's amazing. She found her true purpose in life.
She did.
And it's through tidying. I think that's amazing. I love that.
She's the tidying lady.
I love that. Anyway, so yeah, and then I use reusable things, like reusable water bottles, reusable.
We reuse our condoms all the time.
Ew.
We try to reuse a lot of different
that's
things.
That's a hilarious bit.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dude, one time, no, we won't talk about it.
No, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. Be sure that you reduce or reuse. And if you can't, then make sure that what you're recycling is actually recycling. I still, to this day, am ignorant about it. Maybe we'll do an episode when I learn more things about it.
Yay.
But thanks for bringing this to our attention, Carrie. We would like to know more. Nikki, please help. I want to fit in. Oh, this is fun. Okay. Hi, Nikki and Steve. I'm a huge fan of not only all that you do, but of both of you as people. Even though Steve says cats too much, thank you for being authentic and sharing your happiness, frustration, and kidney stones with the world.
I started saying cats ironically, and it just sort of stuck. It's like
how
I say sick
and
tight. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're like half blues, southern blues,
yeah, I got
brother.
The southern blues thing going on.
And then you're like half like California skater.
Well, it was funny because when I was doing the improv days, I used to just throw it into conversations and watch people's head explode.
Yeah.
And so I just kept on using it, but then now it's part of my vernacular. And I don't,
it really is.
I don't
like
even know when I say it.
Part of your branding.
Yeah.
I'm a lot like Nikki. My entire life, I've just wanted to be loved.
Damn.
Nailed it. I have issues with my parents preferring my sister. I have always picked bad people to love, and I have mountains of self-hatred to get over. Wow, this is me to a T. This is my brand.
Just
as
emailed
fuck.
Yourself.
I know that it's the energy I'm putting out that is either attracting bad people to me or that I'm allowing bad people to treat me poorly. But how do I choose good people to love me while I'm learning to love myself if I ever do learn to? That's her first question. Second question, along the lines of self-love.
How do I love myself is the first question?
Yes.
Okay.
How do I choose good people to love me while I'm still learning to love myself? That's a hard one because it kind of reinforces if you're picking people that are in that mentality, it's really hard to change
yeah,
your
that's
own
a tough
stuff.
One.
But we'll get to that. Second question. Along the lines of self-love, I'm a singer and I want to be on Broadway and have an album out, but I doubt myself to my very core and up and down my spine too many times to ever give myself the time of day to try. I have thousands of written melodies and hooks to songs and even fully fleshed out about 100 songs, but I'm too pathetic to put it all together. How did you bring yourself to put yourself out there? / I'm also interested in science because my parents have somewhat forced me into it. My father has bought me books on women in science since before I could read and has made it very clear that I cannot make it in music. So I conditioned myself to give up on music and I have made myself comfortable with doing science and biology because I also love animals, but I'm truly passionate about music. Help, a lost 20-year-old who also did a pyramid scheme for a bit. Damn, we're like so
okay, lost 20-year-old, let me ask you this question, and I actually mean this. Why do you think other people are better than you? And I really mean that. Okay, look, here's a perfect example. Have you ever heard the song Imagine Me and You and Me? No matter how we talk tonight, right?
It's clear to see.
It's a great
the
song.
The only one for
right.
me is you.
Who hasn't heard that song? Everyone knows the song. It gets played in movies and all this kind of other shit. Now let me ask you this question. Is that song perfect? Is that song flawless? Can you look at that song on a piece of paper and go, this is genius, right? Mm-hmm. There's a part of that song where he goes, after four refrains of the fucking chorus, he hits, how is the weather? So happy together? How is the weather? Why the fuck does he say that? It like takes me out of the song every time. I fucking start laughing out loud. I'm like, what the fuck? Why did he throw that in there? It's so right. So the song is not 100% perfect, but he put it out anyway and did really well, right? Really well. So why are you letting other... So you look at him and that song and these people and you go, they're on a level that I'm not on. But they're not. There's flaws in all literary art, music, television, movies, everything. There's flaws in them. Haven't you watched a bad movie before? Haven't you watched a bad TV show before? Why can't you be part of that? Why can't you be part of the people who are making shit and getting it out there and then letting it be judged?
Yeah, letting it be bad or not bad.
You've trained yourself to think that you're not good enough, but everyone else is just as shitty as you are.
Do you watch Mr. Holland's Opus?
No.
You haven't?
No, I think it sucks.
Shut up. Have you really, though?
No, I haven't.
That's exactly a scene from Mr. Holland's Opus,
really?
Which, by the way, you should watch Mr. Holland's Opus.
With Richard Dreyfuss, right?
I think so. I don't know. Okay. I don't remember the who stars in it.
I don't know.
But it's,
I definitely know the
can
movie.
Can I get my sentence out? It's about music, and you are in music, and there's this clarinet player that's in there. That's exactly the speech that he gives to her, because she can't get this clarinet melody to play, and she's like, everyone else can like kill it at clarinet, and when I'm at home, I kill it. Like, she can kill it. Like, there's a recording of her playing, and she plays beautifully, but when she's in front of people, she can't do it. And at the moments that count, she can't do it. And he gives that same speech to her about, like, listen to this song. What's genius about the song? Yeah, nothing. It's exactly. Just that people, good music isn't defined by what's genius and what's not genius in the music community.
Exactly.
It's by, like, what moves people, like, what gets people feeling a certain way. And then he has her feel, like, the sunset and stuff, and then she plays clarinet and, like, whatever. Oh, nice. I don't want to spoil the movie, but you should watch it. It's a good movie.
Great scene?
It's not a spoiler.
So, and then for your first question, how do you love yourself? This is all tied into that, right? Like, you, I think that you look at other people and think that they got it figured out and you don't, but you don't realize that nobody has it figured out. And that's okay, by the way. It's okay to not have things figured out.
Fuck perfect.
That's right. Buy Nikki's jewelry.
You can buy jewelry.
And buy Nikki's merch. That's really what I'm getting at.
Okay1984.com/collection/Nikki Lima. We'll leave a link in the description.
Listen. You might not love yourself, but you will love Nikki's jewelry.
No, but I did design that jewelry because that message is something that I needed to hear, and you sound like someone that is exactly me, and yeah. So you probably need to hear it, is that you strive for perfection or this perfect thing, and you wrote 100 songs and none of them are good enough for you because you're not good enough for you, and that's because you're not perfect, and you think that other people, like you were saying, like other people are perfect, but... It like the perfect, that feeling when you get, when you feel like, oh my God, this is so perfect. It's not from it being exactly this perfect formula. It's from the authenticity. Like, so, and to get authenticity, there's flaws. Like, that is what defines authenticity, is that like, there's little like, so what, there's a sweater I have that has like little threads missing. Like, it's like kind of frayed on the sleeve. And I got it because I like that look. And I don't think it can be achieved over and over again from a cookie cutter process. So I paid more money for it because I like that specific look that I think can only be achieved once.
Yeah.
And that's I think what you are when you're being your most authentic self, is when you're the most worthy, like you're the most valuable to society because you're sharing something that no one else can create, that has flaws in it, but that's what makes it something that no one else can create.
Yes.
And without sharing that, you're doing a disservice to the whole world because you have something to share and you're not sharing it because you're too scared of the flaws when that's actually what the world might need.
Dude, ain't nobody better than you. And the other thing is, a lot of people think I'm a cocky ma. Would you say that? A lot of people think I'm a cocky ma fucker. A lot of people think I'm a cocky motherfucker.
Yeah.
People who know me the best know that that is not the case. I just live my life by one philosophy, and that is that I'm not better than anybody and they are not better than me. And if you live life that way, I promise you, you will start to see that, like, holy shit, nobody knows what the fuck they're doing, and I really can do anything because of that.
Yeah. And that's...
Thank you.
And that's the why of it and the how of it. You said, how did you bring yourself to put yourself out there? Honestly, I ask myself this question with every decision, and that is, would I regret this if I didn't do it? Would I, at the end of the day, when you're at the end of your life and you're looking back on your life, what do you regret more, trying it and failing potentially, or that you didn't even try at all?
Oh, totally.
I would always regret not trying it at all, because then I don't know. I don't know what could have been. I don't know what might have been. Maybe I settle into a really happy life, but I'll always wonder, like, what would have happened if I tried the thing that I was actually passionate about? And so that never leaves me, even when I'm at my darkest moments.
True.
So hopefully that helps you out. And she says to pet Joe for me, please.
Well, that's a very difficult task, so thank you.
He's actually gotten
he's
so much
cat,
cuddly.
For those of you who don't know.
So he's the least, so she says that she thinks her parents prefer her sister. So Joe is our least favorite cat.
That's for sure.
Out of the two. And so that's why she probably relates to Joe.
Yeah. I've said before that if we could only take two items from our house while it was burning down, I would take Franklin and my
laptop.
Cell phone
charger.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, Franklin's our other cat. He's the best.
The best.
Joe's so sweet, though. He's the sweetest kitty. Anyway, we'll pet him. Thank you for your question. Good luck with that. I don't know if you... she wanted to remain anonymous or anything.
Sure. We'll keep her anonymous.
Okay. Our last question of the day, and he would like to stay anonymous. He or she would like to stay anonymous. Okay. Hey, Nikki and Steve, I love you guys, and I also love the podcast. It helps me get through the boring-ass work day. Speaking of work, there's a girl I work with who I've been crushing on hard for a while. We've been pretty good friends for about a year and some change, and I've probably had a crush on her for like 5 to 6 months. She's a really great person. She's nice, beautiful, sweet, and she's just the first girl I've ever been attracted to who has genuinely made me laugh. Considering that we're good friends, there's potential that the friendship can be ruined. Oh, this is kind of like the first question. If I ask her out and I'd hate to lose her as a friend, at the same time I think about her a lot and have some strong feelings for her, and I feel like we make a nice couple. What do you guys think I should do? I'm possibly leaning towards shooting my shot with her because I'd rather ask her out and have her turn me down than have a chance to rekindle the relationship instead of never doing anything and be upset when someone else asks her out. But I'd still love to hear your opinions on the matter. I feel like we already answered this question.
I got a different way to answer it.
Oh, you do?
Have you ever seen the movie before when the guy's giving a speech and he's like, I know we're friends, but I just want to keep it so that we're friends always, even though I got feelings for you. I just want to keep it so that we're friends and not really put myself out there.
Can't hardly wait.
Have you seen a speech like that? And then in the audience, you've been like, yeah.
Oh.
Fucking nobody, right?
Right.
Like, it's not even like an attractive message, dude.
Right.
Like, just shoot your shot.
Mm-hmm. But how?
Oh,
you just ask her?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I mean, whatever you want to do, I think if you're friends with somebody, then you're probably in a position where you can be alone with them at some point and talk to them.
There's enough of a relationship?
Yeah.
I'll tell you how I did it. Get drunk on tequila.
True.
Okay, not maybe Patron, depending on whether or not they want to sponsor this, but maybe not Patron, and maybe you want some good stuff like Don Julio.
Yeah, get Don Julio.
Okay,
instead.
And then you drink that. And then you tell her everything about how amazing she is.
That's
and
true.
How she deserves better. And like, maybe there's better out there. And maybe that's you. And maybe they can figure out that it's you. And maybe then you tell their best friend to make a sketch with you where there's like a makeout scene. And then like, they're forced to spend like the whole day making out with you. And like, but it's just professionally because you're both actors.
Yep.
And then like, maybe like then they maybe she asks you out. But you don't know if that's a date.
Is that what happened? I asked you out. Oh, you're talking about this person. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm talking about this person.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. She asks you out.
I see. Even though
you set up the sketch.
I see.
And then you're like, I don't know if this is even a date because we've been friends for so long. And then guess what? It is a date.
Yeah, because I told
and
you
then,
it was a date.
Boom, marriage.
Exactly. It works every time it's tried. Just
every
do
time
that.
I've ever
that
tried
pattern.
That.
Write it down step by step and do it step by step.
And
you
should have the same results.
Yes, you will.
Worked for us.
Dude, if you should just be able to be like, hey, I really think that you're dope. Let's go on a date. It doesn't have to be too intense either. Some people go really far with it. It's like, hey, I really have deep feelings
oh,
and
yeah,
all
yeah,
shit.
Oh, yeah, don't be intense.
Don't do that, man. Nah. Just go on a date with them.
Just
Jesus.
Be like, hey, you want to get some food?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'll pay.
Let's go get drinks.
And then she knows,
oh,
you'll pay? That means it might be a date. That's
what
happened to me.
No, you say it's on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't say I'll pay. Sounds weird.
It's the same thing.
Sounds odd.
It's the same shit.
No, that's off.
It's not odd.
Say it's on me.
Okay.
And say it like that.
I don't even see the fact that I don't even remember whether you said I'll pay or if it's on me means it's neither of them are weird.
I said it's on me.
Okay, I believe you because of how adamant you feel about this.
I am adamant.
We actually, I said this was the last question, but we actually have a voicemail. Okay, so yeah, and if any of you want to call this number, we do take questions from this number as well, and then we can hear your lovely voices on our podcast and not just read them out with my voice. Okay, so our number is 765-734-0840. Again, that's 765-734-0840. One call could change your life. You know,
one call will change your
life.
Like
it's about to.
That's a guarantee.
Like
you can take us to court if I'm wrong.
Like it's about to with this person, beautiful person here.
Hey, I know this is a Steve and Nikki show because I have won some amazing product. Because I too want to live my dream and reach all my goals by selling products to people and have those people sparkling products on that. Anyway, joking aside. Hi, my name is Mitch. I am a 26-year-old guy living in San Diego currently. And just to keep this short, I get it because I know that Steve would appreciate it. I want to ask your guys advice or, as they say, humor me. So, I have given on 26. I haven't really gone on any dates at all in my life. And because of that, there's been a lot of things I've not experienced in my life. And I'm trying to get into the dating, start trying to date, but I just kind of feel now that I'm in a very weird transition period in my life, meaning I just graduated law school about last year, and now I just started working. I'm trying to find the time and balance to try to go and start dating, but the problem I'm kind of running into is I don't know any single girls out there, and I don't really know where to meet them. So if you guys could, have your input, your thoughts, that'd be greatly appreciated. Anyway, love your show, guys. Keep up the good work, and hopefully this is great for you guys next next ask question segment.
All right,
bye.
It is.
I think
thanks,
that
Mitch.
We found the only guy who doesn't know what Tinder is. We found the one guy left.
Well, it's not just that, but Tinder doesn't necessarily work for everybody. Like,
but in San Diego, that's a big place.
I know, but LA is a big place. And Nate, how's that going?
So my brother has had a great time on Tinder.
Yeah, well, all the single people I know are on Tinder
true.
LA, and all of them hate it, like unanimously hate it.
We should have Nate on for an episode about Tinder.
We should.
Yeah, that'd be fun, actually.
Yeah, okay, because it is, and this is like Tinder came after, I feel so old, but it came after the time in my life when I was single and dating. So I don't know how it all works.
Yeah.
But apparently the number one complaint I have is that everything's like so superficial, since it's so easy to get the date, it's also so easy to not care about the date. So it's like, you swipe, you're like, maybe this person's interesting, maybe not. You meet up, you tell right away if you're interested or not, and then it just is over. You never see that person again.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's no meaningful, it's like, maybe it'll be meaningful, but probably
so weird,
not.
Yeah.
And
I would suggest, I mean, you seem like a nice guy.
I suggest going, so you're 26 years old. I think the theme of this Q&A seems to be like people without very much experience being scared to date because they're scared that their inexperience will ruin whatever chances they have, and they don't know where to start.
Exactly.
Yeah. And it's kind of like like I was saying, like a catch 22, because like without the experience, of course you don't know if you're going to be good in the relationship, but then you need the relationship to get that experience.
Yeah. And don't come, Nikki taught me this actually. Couple years ago, don't come at something from a place of lack, where it's like I can't do something because I know that this thing is something I don't have a lot of experience with. Like, come at it with like a
You want to be.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. It's like people I know. It's like the bullshit.
Act as if
bullshit until you make it. Kind of fake it till you make it thing.
Be do have.
Exactly.
Have you heard that?
No.
A lot of people are have do be. So like they think they need to have the thing first before they can do it and then be the thing.
I see.
Really, it's be do have. You have to be the thing first, and then you do it, and then you have the thing that you want.
Have you heard do re mi?
No. What's that?
That's a good one too, and you should do that too. No, but
don't re mi.
Definitely don't ray her.
Please.
No, but yeah, I like the guy earlier, try to get into some sort of club. It sounds like you're probably feeling isolated because you don't know a lot of people. Especially if you said you don't know any single girls, then you got to be somewhere.
And you're 26, there's definitely single girls.
God, brother.
And they are waiting for a lawyer, a brand new spanking lawyer.
Fresh off the line.
School. Go to all your company functions,
Start fucking with where you eat,
if
dude.
You're like, no, but like there's conventions where you meet other lawyers from other places. I know because my cousin's a lawyer, and she there's conventions. There's things like that where you're not necessarily working with these people, but they're in your same industry. And so they understand what you do, because I think that's another hard thing is that like you need to find someone that understands you. You were talking about having trouble balancing stuff. You need someone that also, needs to work on the balance so that you guys can balance together. We were just talking to a buddy of ours that is single. He's in his late 30s right now. And what he does is he travels a lot for his job, and it's hard for him to date because he needs to find someone that also travels or that understands that he'll be gone a lot.
Yes.
Which is hard to find. Very busy. But that's very specific. And so I think, you know, get specific on what you would want to have, and then act as if, and, you know, act as if you deserve to have that thing, and, you know, socialize. Like, yeah. Get good at socializing. Like, use it as practice. Hit on women at the...
Dude, you can do all kind of lawyer jokes and shit. Do all, you know, yeah. Fucking... You know, what's the difference between a lawyer and a mortician?
Oh, yeah,
and you're like, I don't, like, at least morticians are liked. I'm a lawyer. Hi, how are you? My name is Kevin, or whatever. You know what I mean?
That's really good.
Yeah, thank you.
No, you popsicle
can do,
stick
you can,
was that?
You can do all those shitty fucking lawyer jokes that people do where it's like, yeah. Hey, what's the difference between Satan and a lawyer? It's like, I don't know, but, you know, it sure is.
Satan doesn't have a good defense or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, God, exactly.
You should, yeah, on that note, you should do improv. Like,
yes,
I think improv helps
a lot
of people.
Take improv classes, dude. You can meet.
It's a good solution.
You can just be with all kinds of chicks way out of your league, man.
Yeah, and you could surprise them because they all think like, oh, in San Diego, because he's from San Diego. They all think like, oh, you're probably going to try to be a performer and blah, blah, blah. And then you rock their socks and say like, no, actually, I'm a lawyer. Boom.
Look up Comedy Sports San Diego, dude. I came up over there, so you can too.
I'd like to think that there's like a headshot of you like in a frame.
There's not. No. The actual place I went to is gone. But the
frame's still there.
They remain. The place remains.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, just like, I think practice, you know, just practice. Go out there and practice talking to people. A lot of people, especially right now and with Tinder and all that, there's no practice actually talking to people. You have, like, people that are able to write words on a screen, but not people that actually
know how to interact.
Have the gift of conversation. And I think that's so valuable. I mean, that's like, once you actually secure the date, that's what's going to form the connection, is being
look
able
the
to
chick
connect
in the eyes while you talk
and,
to her
and conversate. Converse.
Chicks, look the guy in the eyes when he talks to you. It's just you got to just treat each other like human beings and shit.
Yeah.
Don't be awkward person. And if you are awkward person, then pretend to be not awkward person.
Be the person that you would want to be on a date with.
Watch a movie of somebody who you think is sick.
Yeah.
And try to be that person on the date.
Yeah.
And you will slowly start to build the amount of confidence that you will let you get shit done.
That's another thing, is that I feel like a lot of people are trying to be who they think the other person might want them to be.
Right.
Don't be that. Just be 100% you and like confident in that.
But confident you.
Yeah, confident you.
But also be a character from a movie that you think is dope.
Right,
and not
right.
You.
Also completely suppress who you really are and be a character from a movie.
Yes.
Yes. And that is the shit they don't tell you.
I think that went really
that
well.
That went really well. We have changed lives today.
For sure.
You know, we said we were going to change lives, and God damn it, we did.
We're 5 for 5. Did we take 5 questions?
We took a lot more than that.
We're 10 for 10 on this one, I'll tell
less
you that.
Less than that.
We're on like 9 for 9. We definitely nailed it.
Oh, subscribe, please, if you like the podcast, or even if you don't like the podcast,
subscribe
to Hate
anyway.
Listen.
Yes.
Come and hate listen, you know?
Us. It's
but
a
still
great
rate
hate
us 5
listen.
Stars. We would really appreciate it if you rated us 5
yes,
stars.
5 stars.
It helps,
helps
us out a lot.
A
like,
lot
you don't
more
even
than
know.
You know. If you're listening regularly and you haven't rated us 5 stars, we really need
please
it, man. Please
give us
love
5
God,
stars.
Do it.
Maybe Patron will sponsor us if we got 5 stars from
no,
enough
I hope
people.
We get some real shit, get some Don Julio shit.
I've actually worked with that.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway. Work on it. Anyway, also, if you have a question or if you just have a possible topic that you want us to discuss, email me at podcast@nikki.limo and I will check it because I don't get a lot of emails there. So I will be reading that.
And you, or you can email me.
Or I mean, my assistant will, because I'm very important. I don't read emails. I don't have time.
That's true. Your assistant
it's
will
my assistant
will read,
read
it. Yeah.
Yes. I'm very important.
Or you can email me if you want.
No,
go
don't,
ahead.
Don't. You'll never get your email read. He doesn't even
read
my emails.
Bills with a Z-mo, moneymoreproblems@gmail.com.
Oh, the one that gets checked every 5 years.
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah. Anyway, thank you. Love you. Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye. Bye, bitch.
Why didn't anyone tell me?